Afternoon, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. May I please speak with Marianne Miller?
This is she.
We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can tow safely?
Yes.
Okay, and in which state do you currently live, just to make sure we speak to all areas?
Wait a minute. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. It's a national public opinion firm. The survey is about important issues facing San Antonio, Texas. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay, thank you. And do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
In the city.
And can you please tell us what is the zip code where you live?
78205.
Thank you. And are you anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office, or no?
No.
And are you any member of your household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association, or no?
No, I'm a retired teacher and counselor.
And can you please tell us in what year were you born, to make sure we speak to all ages?
1944.
And which one of the following best describes you for quality purposes of the call? A woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
No, I'm a woman.
Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American, or other?
My father was German, Polish, French, and my mother her father was from Mexico.
Do you consider yourself Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
No, all Latinos and all of the Hispanics and whatever, they're Caucasian also.
Okay.
There's only three races.
But just from the list, which one can I select for you?
There's a lot of
Caucasian or white, African American. I'm sorry.
I'm considered myself Caucasian. I am Hispanic, though, by ethnicity.
Yeah, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I have a master's degree from college.
And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you're, who are the parent or guardian?
None.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, okay? And we'll go on the next one. The first one, the San Antonio City Council. How would you rate the San Antonio City Council? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No, I would say in the middle. Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable. Not very, just somewhat favorable. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the next one, San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino. How would you rate Jaime Aquino? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I really don't know anything about him. He was not in
never
the
heard
school
of
district.
Okay,
no,
no problem. And the last two, Mayor Ron Nirenberg. Do you recognize the name? Ron Nirenberg.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, how would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And the last one, teachers' unions in general. Would you say very favorable, somewhat, or unfavorable?
At this point, very unfavorable. very unhappy what they're doing. Right.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of various educational institutions. And please, again, just tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat, or unfavorable. And if I name one you don't know too much about, again, just let me know, okay? And we'll go on the next one. The first
okay.
one, 1882 Partnership Schools in San Antonio. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
What is that?
1882 Partnership Schools in San Antonio.
I don't know anything about that.
Never heard of, okay? And what about magnet schools? Magnet schools in
what?
San Antonio? Magnet.
Oh, I'm very, very happy. I'm very favorable about
them. The next one, public charter schools in San Antonio, in general, public charter schools. Very favorable,
very
somewhat. Very favorable.
Oh,
and
very.
The next one, innovation schools in San Antonio.
I don't know anything about them.
Never heard of. And the last two,
no.
traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Well, I was a part of the traditional public schools, but there's a lot of changes. So I would say right now, unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable or just
no,
somewhat?
Just unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
They're very good. I'm very favorable about that.
Very favorable. And
yeah.
What are some of the reasons for your very favorable opinion of public charter schools in San Antonio? In your own words, in a small phrase, please.
Well, I think that we need them. I spent 23 years in a public school in one of the better school districts. But there's so many different school districts now that it's very difficult for some children to get a good education, and the charter schools have really been helping that so that a person has a better chance of going further because of the fact that the other schools, some of the state-supported schools and that could be good otherwise are spending too much money at the middle level and not on their teachers and not doing enough, so that the charter schools are really needed.
Okay, just let me record that very fast. Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time, really. Would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track? What do you think?
I'm not sure.
In general, just based on what you know about public education, would you say we're going in the right direction or wrong track?
I don't know enough right now about what they're doing.
I understand, but how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? That is very important, somewhat important, not that important, not at all.
Extremely important.
Okay. And do you think
I
the local...
constantly with parents, when I was with my 23 years in the school districts, as a teacher and as a counselor, I worked with the parents directly all the time as much as I could. And they gave so much more to that school and to the students because they were participants. And I did everything I could to bring them into the school system to help us with everything. And they were terrific. So I would always feel like the parents need to be involved, and extremely involved if they can be.
And do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, just some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio? Would you say you strongly favor that, just somewhat favor, or oppose?
No, strongly favor.
And now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. And for each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools at all, okay? The first phrase, the first one, are non-profit. Do you think describes very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all? Public charter schools.
Well, the public charter schools, I don't think that they are
non-profit.
I don't think they are non-profit.
Okay.
I think they're non-profit.
Does not describe well public charter schools, that phrase in the specific.
Public charter schools, well,
no.
They're paid for by the state, so I wouldn't think that they're not for profit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one, serve mostly students of color. Described very well, somewhat well, or not at all. Public charter schools.
No, I think it's somewhere in the middle on that one, because I don't think they try
somewhat
do anything. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The next one, are tuition free?
No, wait. No, I'm not saying that they just, no.
Public charter schools.
Doesn't describe it well.
Sorry. And the next one, are tuition free? What do you think? Describes very well, public charter schools, somewhat well, not well, or not at all?
Now, what was the first part?
Are tuition free?
Are tuition free?
Yes.
Charter schools.
Public charter schools.
I think it describes them well.
Somewhat well, okay. The
yeah.
next phrase, help improve the entire public school system. Describes very well, somewhat well, not described well, or not at all?
No, somewhat well. I think they do. That does describe it.
And the last three, serve most low-income students. Serve mostly low-income students. Describes very well public charter schools, somewhat well, not described well, or not at all.
No, I think some of these charter schools are doing what they can on based on talent and stuff. So no, I don't think it describes them well at all.
Okay, not at all. And are open to all, describes very well, somewhat well, not described well,
I think,
or not at all.
I think it describes them very well. I think
very
they,
well.
I think they make an effort.
And the last one, are public schools. Describes very well, somewhat, not described well, or not at all. Public charter
now,
schools
what is
are
the word?
Public schools.
Hurt? Are you saying hurt?
Are public schools. Public schools.
Oh, are they? The charter schools, some of them are public schools.
Okay. Do you think describes very well? Or somewhat well?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat, okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
It's been less favorable.
Okay. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools have become less favorable over the past year? In your own words, please, in a small phrase.
There are too many political possibilities being run through and attempted, even here in San Antonio. And I think that's a huge mistake.
Which one? Anything else? Or which decision in specific?
Well, I'd have to look at the curriculum to tell you exactly. But I do think that their curriculum has moved towards a political non-realistic history of that's being tried here in our schools.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely, or will it have no effect on your vote?
Probably more likely.
More likely.
Depending on
and
what other things
and thinking some more about local elections, where in the last part of the survey, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, or other major offices. But how about you? How often do you vote for school board members, always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
As often as I can.
It will say difficult. Sometimes or always?
I would say sometimes.
Okay. And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? It is that public charter schools give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, are managed independently from local school districts, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, support different learning styles, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or the last two, are free and open to all children, or encourage more parent input and involvement, or none of these?
I think all of them.
All of them, okay. Thank you.
All of them.
And moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Student safety is the first one. Cutting the number of public charter schools. For the next one, providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic. Or increasing funding to public schools. Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, or the last three, keeping good teachers, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, or the last one, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. Which is the most important issue, the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District will address? Okay. Keep good teachers, right? Keeping good teachers. And now the last, we're 85% of the survey. I'm going to read you some statements regarding the standardized student testing. And please tell me as I read each one if you strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Just four. The first one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools, administrators, and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
And the next one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
And the last one, annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Strongly
okay. And moving on, the City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about the education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today? What do you think? More, less, or same level of involvement?
I think the same level as they've had.
And changing topic, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year, to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, will you support or oppose this education savings account program?
I would support that.
Strongly support or just somewhat support?
No, strongly.
Strongly. And the last two questions, for statistical purposes only, are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm retired.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm a strong Republican.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances, low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.